And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Well, in the AFL, the gaff of the season, the West Coast Andrew Gaff set to miss finals after breaking Andrew Brayshaw's jaw. What happened?
Well, Fran, it was nothing short of a haymaker, an extraordinary sight in the modern game, one not seen for a decade, and of course Barry Hall comes quickly to mind when you say 8 years ago, and one that will cost this perpetrator, as remorseful as he might be, and his club, particularly its finals ambitions, and even its esprit de corps, Brayshaw's brother Hamish, is an eagle. Gaff, hitherto mentioned among Brownlow medal possibles, and a big part of the West Coast success this year, well, he's going to miss a fair bit of whatever is left of the Eagles season, and given their second, that's a long time. Predictions of at least a 6-week suspension, so even if the Eagles make the grand final, they're unlikely to have Andrew Gaff. Now, over the weekend, the top eight had a bit of a shake-up following some, well, a mixture of close ones on Friday and Saturday, and then some dreadfully one-sided games yesterday to further confuse those arguing about whether the game of Australian rules football needs a host of rule changes or not. Totally unconfused, Richmond is still on top of the ladder after squeaking past Geelong on Friday night. The West Coast is second after belting in all senses Frio. That was in the Derby or the Derby, depending which side of Australia you're on. Then come the Giants, who won and lost yesterday against Carlton. They got the 4 points, but lost as many as four, maybe even more players to injury. At one stage, they were playing with 16 players. Melbourne is fourth after completing the bye against the Gold Coast yesterday, followed by Hawthorn. Keep a wary eye on the Hawks and that cunning Alistair Clarkson. And then come a couple of descending sides, Collingwood and Port Adelaide, followed by the ascendant Sydney. Fran, Buddy had an ascension night on Saturday night. 6 goals. That'll keep Dermot Brereton quiet for a while. With Geelong, the side now on the cusp of oblivion, Fran.
Yes, okay. It's moving around a lot, isn't it? There's few teams, including mine, hanging on. In tennis, a breakthrough moment this morning for Alex de Minaur in Washington. His first ATP 500 final. How has he fared?
Well, Fran, not all that well. It was never going to be easy for the teenager upon whose slight shoulders a great deal of Australia's men's tennis hopes are rapidly descending as Nick Kyrgios goes off injured and gets booed and all those other things that happened to Nick Kyrgios. Look, de Minaur had to save 4 match points in the semi-final just to reach this game. And when he got there, he was against the number one seed, Alexander Zverev. Of course, already one of the next big things in tennis. Smitten by nerves, de Minaur lost the first set 6-2. And in the second, well, he settled down a bit, but the German was still well and truly on top, Fran, just a few moments ago.
Alex de Minaur. Sorry, apologies, Alex, for monstering your name. In Super Netball, the Giants ended up as minor premiers. So who else is in the finals?
Well, as you said, Fran, the Giants ended up on top of the ladder after beating the side that had been there for all of the season until the weekend, the West Coast Fever. They did that by 3 goals. That was after leading by 14 goals going into the final quarter. So a late statement by the Fever that next week's major semi-final isn't a given. The minor semi-final will be between the Queensland Firebirds and the Sunshine Coast in Brisbane after the Lightning eliminated the Melbourne Vixens but didn't get enough bonus points to earn a home final at Sippy Downs yesterday. Now, Fran, it being Monday, there's a stack of sport to come at 7:30. Rugby league, golf, Minji Lee, Mark Leishman and Jason Day in that sport. Surfing, Stephanie Gilmore into the final at Surf City. And we should note now the Hockey Roos have just been beaten by Spain in the playoff for the bronze at the World Cup. That was after they lost to the eventual World Cup winners, the Netherlands, in the semi-finals, Fran.
Okay, and an update on the Matildas too. I know we won, but you better put that in context. Warwick, okay. Thank you.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.